to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today's Friday, and we want to finish up our discussion on confidence. And today I want to talk about getting out of your head. Because when we look at confidence, we can all be our own worst enemy when it comes to confidence. And confidence, really, the very foundation of it starts with the belief in yourself. So if you want to increase that, you want to build your self-belief, preparation will aid in that belief. Knowledge will aid in that belief. And experience will aid in that belief. So in terms of preparation, we talked about it earlier in the week. It was Tuesday when we got into the discussion. You know you have something coming up. Get ready for it. Prepare for it. Rehearse for it in advance. There's an area where you're lacking confidence. You don't feel like you have enough information about a particular topic. You don't feel comfortable enough to have a dialogue around it. Knowledge will aid in that. Take the time to do some homework. Do some research. Brush up on a particular subject. Learn more about it. And if it's important enough in your life, become an expert at it. But you can do it. You can learn anything you need to learn. Figure out a way to get it done. Experience is another one. If you do it over and over again, you're going to get good at it. You're going to build your chops. And I started doing podcasts. This is number 283 for me. I think I've gotten considerably better along the way. You just figure out how to do things. You get better and better as you go. So that's part of it. The experience will aid in building your confidence because now you have it. You know, the first time you get up in front of a group, you may be a little bit nervous. But the 50th time, you feel a lot better. And after you've done it 200 times, it's a whole different game. So think about it. What is it that you can do to increase your confidence? It starts with identifying those areas where you feel less than confident and building on the skills you need to get where you need to go. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, just subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I simply ask that you give me the opportunity to be that person for you. And what that means is just committing to joining for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use that inner wisdom that you have to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for this weekend, I want you to focus on getting out of your head. I want you to think about what you can do to build your confidence in any area that you feel lack right now. And just focus on getting it done.